You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
International success coach and noted author Constance Arnold delivers life-changing strategies through her own spiritual practices, as well as with best-selling authors and experts that she interviews. Think, Believe, and Manifest is specially designed to empower your mind and words to work for you and to bring about a life you've been dreaming of. And now, here's Constance Arnold.
Well, hello, powerful manifester, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network. And of course, I am your host, Constance Arnold. So grateful, so thankful, so excited that you made a decision to join me today from all over the world. And what all I can say is you are in for a treat. Your prayers are going to be answered. And I think you've heard the powerful mantra, whatever you are seeking is seeking you. Well, how are you doing? I am doing really well. It is a chilly day here in the ATL. Spring is still trying to come forth, but the cold winter says not yet. Well, I want to thank all of you for your wonderful emails. While it really motivates me and inspires me, it says, Constance, keep going. You're really helping people. Just thank you so much for the wonderful emails, just sharing how this show is really changing your life. And, you know, the entire network is very powerful. The Law of Attraction Radio Network is just your number one source, number one on the internet for you really hearing and listening and receiving, you know, just really authentic information about the Law of Attraction and manifestation. So make sure you tune in to the other guests also. Well, speaking of guests, my guest today is the one and only Jaden Sterling. Wow, we know how powerful he is. He's going to be talking about how can you elevate your money consciousness or your money vibration. Can't wait to hear what he has to say. We know Jaden managed at one time 100 million and grew it to 300 million. I think it's at Citigroup. So he's going to be giving us some great coaching today and teaching. But I'm inviting you to follow me on social media. Some of y'all not following me yet. Go on there. I want you to go to TikTok and IG, Instagram. That's Law of Attraction Constance. On Facebook, that's Coach with Constance. And of course, my YouTube channel. I go live at least once a week on YouTube and on all of my platforms. On Facebook, haven't been live on IG over the last 2 weeks, but I'm going to go live on Instagram and TikTok. And you can come on there and ask me questions if you wish. Don't ask me what time, because I go on when I feel led to go on. All right, so follow me. And if you are ready for change, if you are ready for shifting, if you are tired of, wow, it's May and things still haven't happened in my life. And if you're looking for a coach who not just talking the talk, but walking it out and been doing so for years. And if you are ready to invest the time and finances in yourself, let's do a discovery call. It's 20 minutes. It's a Zoom call. I'm going to be doing all of the listening. And afterwards, you can decide and I can decide if we are a vibrational match. You've heard me say so many times, every successful person has a coach. I've been there and done that. Bankruptcy, lots of money, been there. Happily married, divorced, engaged, not getting married, been there. Having a house, not having a house, been there. Depressed, despondent, happy, joyful, and expected, been there. And the thing about dealing with a seasoned coach is that I'm going to combine for you my spirituality. I got clients from all different kinds of religious backgrounds. So I'm not going to be preaching to you, but spiritual universal laws are for everyone. My spirituality, my certification as a law of attraction coach, my counseling, boy, that's major to have that component to really dig down in and get to the core of your beliefs, etc. Combining all of that, bringing that to you to help you to work with you, to guide you. You've heard me say a coach can tell you in 5 minutes what it might have taken her 5 years to learn. Let's do a discovery call, everybody. Constance at fulfillingyourpurpose.com. Take a deep breath in. Let's let it out. One more time, getting ready to receive. Deep breath in. Let it out. I'm going to be right back with Jane Sterling. Stay tuned.
For the past 30 years, Constance Arnold has coached clients globally in the areas of relationships, wealth, and career. Her vast clinical background gives her extraordinary understanding of human behavior to accelerate manifestation. Every coaching client receives proven action plans to create change from the inside out. Constance will be right by your side. Talk to her today at Constance at fulfillingyourpurpose.com.
Well, everybody, I'm back and I'm excited about my show. We have a baller in the house today. And you know, what's a baller, Constance? They're just someone who is an expert in his or her field. They have over 10,000 hours of expertise in the field, and they're walking out the principle that they're sharing. So today I have my dear friend and my brother from another mother, Jaden Sterling, all of the way from Canada. And let me just tell you about his powerful credentials. He is CEO of SSP Software. His company's award-winning stock picking software consistently outperforms industry averages and provides investing support for investors new or seasoned. And I think his company just won twice what we would know as like an Academy Award, the best in the business. His company just won that award. That speaks volumes. So previously, Jaden was an executive vice president of asset management with Citigroup and increased sales from 100 to 300 million people in 2 years. And after retiring from corporate America at the tender young age of 31, Jaden built a $12.5 million real estate portfolio, and Jaden was added to Forbes' list of most innovative CEOs and companies in 2023. How powerful is that? But what I know about him personally is that he understands money, he understands wealth, and he understands it from a spiritual perspective. He is about serving. He's about helping and sharing information and spiritual concepts and insight so that you too can build your wealth. He's the real deal, y'all, all the way from Canada. Jaden Sterling, my brother, welcome back to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Oh, thank you so much for having me back. It is a pleasure to be here with you and your audience. I've loved being on your show over the years, and it's good to reconnect.
Well, let's just get to it, Jane. Congratulations on your award. Is that amazing or what?
Thank you. Yes, it is. We won for best financial services company in the SaaS field, software as a service field. So we are thrilled. You know, last year when we won, I was in total shock. This year, or the year before that, I was in shock. The last year we won, it felt like, yeah, we really are onto something here. So it was nice validation for us. Thanks for mentioning that.
You have been very diligent and faithful behind the scenes. And, you know, I just know that personally. So you are the man, you understand money, and you retired at 31. So we're talking to listeners all over the world, Jaden, who might be struggling. How can I get more? How can I get more money into my life? That's the number one question that I get. So what we're going to be talking about today?
You know, I'd like to just touch on that point because you're right. There might be many people who are listening to this show, and you know, maybe this is an answered prayer for them where they've been really discouraged or concerned about their finances and not sure, you know, which direction to turn. And I think there's an opportunity here for an even deeper conversation. And a conversation around assisting people to really tune into their greatness. God doesn't make any junk, right? I mean, everything that is created is phenomenal and it's abundant and it's beautiful. And when someone moves away from that understanding of themselves, because everyone is fully capable, there just may be someone who's off their path. And I think when people focus on getting on a path of knowing who they truly are, like how amazing a person is, then they have an opportunity to come from a place of much more empowerment, much more confidence, looking at life as the glass is half full rather than half empty. And then they can see in things as opportunities instead of challenges, or instead of an exclamation mark saying and declaring who they are, if they view their life through a lens of, I just don't have enough right now. So I'd really like to speak to that opportunity for someone to really recognize who they are at their very core, like someone who can bring in to their consciousness, their thought process of how amazing they truly are, that they are here to do amazing things. You know, Constance, you and I've talked about it. People are not here to worry about money, they're here for a much greater purpose. And when we think about life and people's view of it, I like to think of it as a looking through a window. And at any time in every experience people have, they have three windows to consider looking out. There's the past window, there's the present window, and there's the future window. And the amazing thing about money and wealth is that money and wealth always will be outside your present window. And it's never in the past or in the future. So what I encourage people to do is stay present, looking out the present window. Don't be run into the past or run into the future and thinking about money because it's not going to serve you. It's simply not there. Money works with present energy, in the moment, now energy. If you think about it, it's all we have anyway. We only have this very now moment. It's confusing for people because you can see on a calendar tomorrow and next week and next month and next year. But the reality is we only have today, right? I love the sign that hangs in an English pub that reads, "Free beer tomorrow." Does anyone ever get free beer? No.
No, because if you're in the pub now and then you come back tomorrow, it's going to be tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow.
Yeah, you come back tomorrow, it's going to be now. Right? It's going to be always in the present now moment. So everyone has an opportunity to be disciplined about staying focused in the present moment. And then you open up all kinds of beautiful opportunities because they're all around us.
So, Jaden, let's break it down for somebody so who right now knows, well, you know, I really should be making more money. I should have more money. So in whatever day they're watching or listening to this, in this now moment with their thinking and feeling, what are they doing? Are they, what are we, what are we doing?
We need to be excited. We need to be enthusiastic Because then you're focused on the heart, the feeling center of the body. The heart is magnetic. The mind is electric. And the key to manifesting anything is getting both of those on the same page. Now, here's the tricky part, because most people don't understand. They think all their ideas come from the mind. They don't. The ideas come from the higher self. The higher self conceives of ideas. The mind simply receives those ideas from the higher self. And then the brain receives those ideas, and then the mind and personality perceive those ideas. And it's the perception of those ideas of what people will do in the now moment. So you've often heard the phrase of, you got to think things through clearly, right? You got to really analyze things. And that is not at all how we're built. Overthinking simply leads to freezing up in the moment. It leads to paralysis, right? Analysis equals paralysis. So now we're going deep here, Constance. We're going deep because we're helping people understand the key to their power is to be direct connected with the higher self. And when we say higher self, that's the part of us that is, I think if it were an organ in the body, it would be positioned right behind the heart, because the higher self is in constant communication with your heart through your feelings. That's how we often get information, is through our feeling center in our body. But the challenge is we have to acknowledge those feelings. Most people dismiss them. They think, oh, that idea will never work, or, and it could be the most amazing idea someone's ever got. But then they get stuck in right in the brain of, well, how is that going to happen? And so often people stop themselves short because they want to know the whole process before it even unfolds. And that's not how the way the universe is constructed. The universe is constructed, as Constance, to you take a step and then it reveals the next step. You take that step and then it reveals that step after that. So it's a constant state of you stepping, acknowledging and noticing, okay, what am I seeing around me? What direction do I need to go in?
And so, Jane, I'll just use me. In this present moment, I should be excited, expectant, and grateful, and be open for ideas and opportunity to show up right now in my 3D world. Is that what we're doing?
We're absolutely, we're getting excited. We're leaving expectation alone. We're doing our best to not interject an expectation. We're simply trusting, because we have total gratitude, trusting that what is going to unfold is even better than we can imagine.
I
You
love
see,
that.
the higher self starts where the brain, the thinking part of someone, that actual physical part, it's the higher self begins where the brain can get to, like that highest level of what you can think you deserve or can have. That's limiting, because the higher self, once that steps in, it's like the viewpoint is from the top of the building, not down at street level. So the higher self is able to see the entire landscape. It knows what's coming for you next. It knows the direction at which it's coming, and it knows exactly what to look for. The brain doesn't know that. The brain can only work with information that it's given. So we need to understand this is huge. I mean, when I understood these principles, I really started working with myself in an entirely different way. I stopped thinking, I stopped overthinking about things. And I first went into, okay, what is it my higher self is saying? What information do I need to know in order to go into the direction to achieve what lights me up, what gets me excited, what gets me enthusiastic? And that is the that's the primer of the pump is the enthusiasm.
And so you mentioned earlier that all of us have gifts and need to acknowledge our greatness. So is it our gifts and our greatness when we are in that present moment that opportunities and ideas will come to us that will bring us more abundance, prosperity, and wealth? Is that what we're doing?
Definitely a huge part of it is the acknowledgement of what internally feels good. Like that's because, you know, if people like something, if they, let's say someone likes to go play basketball, then there's something there for them that they're going to continue to develop that skill set. You got to like it first. You know, if someone's just going about business to make money, money is a byproduct. It's not the thing that is going to really float someone's boat. It's going to light someone up. It's simply a byproduct from offering a product or service that you really, really, that really lights you up, that you know you can lean into and make a difference, positive difference in the world.
You know that old school book, Do What You Love and the Money Will Follow.
Love that.
I read that. And so what else can people do to really tap into that I guess that vibration of being present and open to receive what spirit has for them?
So great question. And let's talk a little bit about, you know, you and I talked about this earlier about expansion, wealth consciousness expansion, money expansion. And what I've recently come to know from my team is that the word is really elevation. And because think about it, when if someone is at a level that you describe, like, you know, maybe frustrated or wanting more money or experiencing a current lack, we can't simply say to that person, well, just expand your money consciousness because they're expanding at a level that won't serve them. It's going to bring back more experiences than for them to experience lack. So we need to switch gears, and that person literally needs to let go and be decisive. There's the word decisive about what they choose to experience. Because everything around us is simply a mirror, mirroring back to us our thought process, mirroring back to us what our belief system is, what we believe we can actually experience. And, you know, oftentimes people are saying, you know, I'm looking in the mirror and I'm seeing an experience, a sad, frowny face that I want to change. Well, you're not going to go over to the mirror and try to wipe the mirror off to change that. How are you going to change what is reflected back? You're going to work on yourself. You're going to change that frown to a smile. And then you're going to start to see the exterior shift and change because that's how it works. That's universal law. It must first come from self. So when we start to elevate our consciousness, and that can be as simple as, and I hope all your audience members are listening, finding someone who is already at the level at which you want to be playing with money. Find an example, someone that you can, you know, basically look at and go, wow, I really like how that person handles money. I like their belief system around money. I like how generous they are with money. Have you noticed a lot of wealthy people are very generous with money? They're very,
Absolutely.
very easy with money. I'll tell you a fun story. When I was a young lad in my early 20s, I was a worked at a tennis club. And I was a tennis pro, and I gave lessons to the members of the club who were very wealthy. They were either doctors or stockbrokers. And one day we were sitting around a table. I was with my boss. He was older than me. He was like mid-60s. Here I am, this, you know, 20-year-old kid, 19, maybe I was even 19. And the member took out his wad of money, and it was more money than I had ever seen in one place in my life. Like it was just this thick wad and had a big clip on it. And he threw it down on the table in front of us. And he didn't say anything. He just threw it down the table. And my boss said, wow, can I have that? And the member said, yeah, I don't need it. And in
Wow.
that moment, I made a conscious choice. I said, I want to be like the member, not like my boss. It was one of the most powerful experiences I've ever had around the energy of money, and a most powerful lesson. That member showed me you can be wealthy, you can be rich, and you can be detached from money.
I love that, and I know you well enough to know that, that's how you live. Just this morning, we talking about being around people that are wealthy or who have what you desire. I had just three of my clients text me. One said, "I'm flying to Atlanta. Want to know if you can have dinner with me?" And she said, "Of course, I'm flying first class like you." I chuckled. And then one of my clients yesterday said, "Well, I had to go to a funeral in Detroit." And she said, "And of course, I'm flying first class like you." So I've heard that over and over and over again. So when you see somebody who is not just talking the talk, but walking it out, I think it helps you to expand. Like you said, I can have that.
Yes. It reminds me of that Jerry Maguire movie when the member was sitting in the back of the plane, and she looked in first class and said to her son, "It used to be that first class was a better meal. Now it's a better life." And it is. That's exactly what it is. You fly first class, but I know you, Constance, you go through life first
I
class.
do.
And that's the key right there. That is the key, because no matter the resources that anyone has, as long as they're showing up. So, what does first class look like? It means holding your head high. It means walking in life with dignity. It means being integral in every aspect of life. That's first class. And as long as someone is holding themselves in that esteem, and it's a high esteem, then they have the ability to attract more first class experiences, because they're rooted in that energy field. And that is elevation. That is money and wealth consciousness elevation right there.
So, what other ways can listeners elevate their consciousness? I mean, should they be, besides connecting with someone who already is the thing or who is experiencing it or walking it out, what else can people do, listeners do? So if somebody is struggling with money right now and they just begin to be present, be open, maybe connect with someone who's already doing it. I always say a coach can take you where he or she has already been. I believe that. So what else can they do? Should they change their thinking or?
Well, I'll give you a quick, easy step to remedy any
Okay.
type of that is give money away.
Oh, I just heard some people drop their iPhones when you said that. Wait a
That
minute.
was my mic drop, but that was also them dropping their phones. You're right. And what do I mean by that? Well, it's simple. You get more of what you give. It's like if someone wants more love in their life, what would they do? They'd be more loving. If someone wants more better health in their life, what would they do? They'd be physically active more. So you have to be in it to win it. And when you give it, you say, I have enough. I have an abundance of money. I've done things like put $20 bills under people's windshield wipers as I've traveled across country. I've done it anonymously. That's one of my favorite ways to do it. Give it. Helen Keller said it best, you can never go broke by giving. And so that would be step number one. Go out and look, if you're really like, Jaden, I'm scraping through my couch cushions, looking for change for the bus. How am I going to give money away? Okay, fine. I appreciate that. Then give what you have, which is maybe you have extra time. You can help shovel a neighbor's driveway if you've got snow on the ground. If you don't, find something that would help make life better for someone else. That's a giving nature. Money resides in the space of giving.
Right, because you're in the vibration of abundance, like that guy did at the country club,
right.
who just threw the money down and said, yes, you can have this.
That's exactly right. He knew the law of money. He understood it so well.
Wow. So we are elevating our consciousness around money. We're not thinking about lack, what we don't have, what we wish we had, etc. Is that what we're doing?
It's exactly what we're doing. In fact, if anyone is ever in that mindset, do your best to look somewhere else. You got to move your eyes to a different focal point. So, you know, if you're brooding over money or really upset over it or down and out about it, then you're missing a few steps here. And the step is get out of that consciousness, no longer focus on what you don't have. Shift it very quickly to what you do have. Abundance mm-hmm. is that you have all your needs covered. You've got food in the refrigerator.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a roof over your head. Everything, you know, really, if that's the case, then life is very, very good. Like you, and you've said it before, you have clean water to drink. That's
yeah.
huge. And when you look at that's truly abundant, and it's just a matter of focusing on that. What people tend to do is they get something from feeling a certain lack of. There's a payoff for that, and they have to really understand what that payoff is. A lot of people, you know, that present window is really toward in pain. There's something that there's a payoff to be in pain. So I'm going to encourage everyone, get out of that. You don't have to be there. You don't have to reside mm-hmm. in that pain place. You can get yourself away from it. And really, it's self-serving when you look at and understand that money follows the path of least resistance. And lack or fear is all kinds of resistance to the flow of money. There's nothing easy about a path like that. So money will simply move to someone else who is not in resistance to it.
So, Jane, in your earlier years, you were practicing these principles, but probably did not know it. Or maybe you did when you were doing your real estate thing. Were you aware of what you're doing? I knew you were serving the community with what you were building, but were you aware of what you're sharing today about being present and serving and all of that?
It's a great question. Every morning before work, I started off listening to a show called the Winners News Network. It was an AM station in Boca Raton, Florida, a long time ago, 35 years ago. And it's shows like yours. There would be guest speakers on, and there'd be little clips from Les Brown. That's how I discovered Les Brown all those years ago. Amazing speakers, Tony Robbins. And I would spend an hour to 2 hours every single morning programming my subconscious mind with all that good information. I believe that was the root of my success, the very core, because I invested that time. I was a student of it. I remember writing in journals and notebooks and taking notes from what people said that really resonated with me. I remember Les Brown talking about, you know, his stories about his mama and how he grew up with nothing, but he felt so wealthy.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, these people are on to something.
Yeah. You know, that is so true. And when you were working at Citigroup and you were touching 100 million to 300 million dollars. I mean, what was that? What
Great
did
question.
That feel like? Did that come from your wealth vibration, your years of listening 2 to 3 hours every day? Was that like a cumulative kind of wealth energy vibration that landed you in that position?
Yeah, great question. Thank you for asking me. No one's ever asked me about that experience. No one's ever said, "Wow, you grew sales from 100 million to 300 million in 2 years. How'd you do it?" This is what I did. All the years that I listened to that, and it was all the way through my career for 10 years straight, every single morning, I made a habit of it, a disciplined habit of listening and finding. I was a seeker of truth. A seeker of information that made sense to me that I could utilize and change my life. And what I learned from all of that, if I had to distill all those hours, like I don't know how many hours that would have been, 12 years of my life, an hour to 2 hours every single morning, minimum 5 days a week, do the math, it's a lot of hours. If I had to distill that down to one concept, this is what I took away from it. It was what you said earlier, when you help others achieve what they want, you will get what you want. And all I did was go to all my clients and I said, if I help you build your business, will you buy my products? And they said, sure. So I went in to every single brokerage firm. I had lunch meetings and I gave them tools and tips because I had just done it. I had built a huge book of business as a broker. So I knew what it took to do that. And I would just give them little insights and tips about networking and marketing and sales. And I just had a good old time. I never talked about my products. I didn't even know anything about them, really. I just left that up to the brokers. I figured if I fulfilled my part of the deal, they'll fulfill theirs and they'll figure out which of my products to sell.
Wow,
Isn't that interesting? Never
that's
talked about my products.
amazing.
Like I
So
would
what?
talk about the economy, the direction, what our economist says out of New York. I would give them some information around that. And then I left it up to them and they did it. They sold my products.
Wow, that's amazing. So for listeners, I'm just looking at that golden thread that's flowing through your life. You connected with somebody when you were listening those 1 to 2 hours. I still do that every day. Somebody said, I want to follow you around, Constance. I said, you want to follow me around? I listen sometimes 1, 2, 3 hours a day to something sharpening, changing my spirit, but you were connecting with somebody, the Les Browns and the Jack Canfields, who've been there and done that.
That's
And
right.
then when you got to Citigroup with that 100 million to 300 million, you were connecting with those very wealthy people through serving them.
That's exactly right. I served them at the highest level I could. It's exactly right.
Wow.
I never
So,
thought about my needs. I never thought about, oh, poor me, my bank account. It all took care of itself. You know what I'm saying?
yeah, somebody asked me the other day, well, how did you get all these millions of dollars? I said, well, I made a decision. I'm here to serve listeners. That's why I always ask, break that down for listeners. And I've gotten so many emails around that. Break that down, unpackage that for listeners. And then I'm here to serve my guest.
And I love that about you. And that's why I love you're the only show that I ever asked to be on is your show, because I love who you are at your very core. And I hear your listeners email me and they say, we love Constance. We just love her. We loved your show. We love it when you're on her show. I really appreciate that. It's
Yeah.
nice.
But the principle is when I serve my listeners with first class, serve my guests like you, I want to elevate them. I want to elevate my guests. Then God elevates me.
There you
That's
go. There you
exactly what happens from unknown places, from unknown people, continents. And so that's the principle that I'm walking out. So in that way, I'm elevating my wealth consciousness, right, when I do that.
are. You are. I
Right.
love that. And I loved how you said from unknown places. You don't have to know where it's coming from. Your listeners, you don't have to know where your next opportunity is coming from. You just go with a mindset of, I will serve at my highest and best ability in order to make a positive difference in other people's lives. And then you look at what do you like to do? What lights you up? What's your skill set that you would love doing each and every day? Mine, well, you know, my story at 14, I had that epiphany that I would be teaching about money in this incarnation, and I followed it to a T. So
Wow. So what else do you want to share, Jen? You know so much about money.
yeah, I want to share that money is an energy, a fierce, confident energy. Like money can literally move mountains if it needed to, right? It's a tool. So imagine going about desiring to have that in your tool chest, money in your toolbox, right? Something that you're going to use. Now, it's not the end all be all. There's other tools that are super valuable, like friendship, connection, network, right? Your people, you've heard people say your network equals your net worth. Helpful people, beautiful tool, right? So if you really take an inventory of all of those helpful tools that you have in life, money is just one of those. It's not to be put on a pedestal. It is not at times not even the most important tool. And money might be blessing someone else because you're working on your money consciousness. You're working on elevating it. And if you observe money blessing someone that you know, and you're wondering, well, why isn't it knocking on my window, right? Why isn't what's going on here? Then, like changing the external of that mirror, you start working on self. And you start doing those things that will make an impact and get money's attention. And when money has their attention on you, their focus on you, it feels like a river of gold moving through you. It's the most incredible experience. And money will bend itself to your will in your direction. Very important to understand, money will bend itself to your will and your direction. There have been times that when I was working for Citigroup and I had a check in my hand for $1 million that I picked up from a client and I drove it to the office. I put it on my lap. I'll never forget this. I put that $1 million check on my lap, written out to Citigroup, and I said, "Universe, thank you for blessing me with this $1 million check." And I envisioned my name on that check. And do you know, in my real estate career, just probably within 7 years of having that check on my lap, I sold a property and over $1 million was wired to my account. I wanted to get a check for that $1 million, but they're like, "Ah, we don't do it that way. We wire it to your account." And I said, "All right, fine. Give me the wire receipt then, because I want to connect with that." I understood the importance of connecting with a physical representation. You've heard the story. Who was it who wrote themselves a check and put it in their father's coffin? Was it Will Smith? And then
Oh, I don't know. Okay, I hadn't heard that one.
for like $10 million or whatever it was, and he puts it in and he says that's and he made it out to himself from the universe. That's what I'm going to earn. And of course, I don't think he's earned anything less than that for every single movie he's been in. So it will bend itself. But
You know, I love that. Go ahead.
most people don't give it the direction to bend. They think that money has this power over them and it's something that's an external force in their life. And in reality, it's not. It's an internal condition. And it's vibing with who you are at your core, and meaning your ability to attract it, hold it, and grow it. Ultimately, the key is to grow it.
Oh, you just, I mean, that's a drop the mic, what you just shared. And so, Jaden, do you believe that because you were very intentional about this, but you had to be intentional about your current business for you to receive globally, right? The twice the highest award in your software money field. That money says, okay, he's intentional. and money begin to bend and come to that intention. Is that what happened to you? Because for you to receive that award twice globally is something.
Yeah, thank you for acknowledging that. And I think what happened was, we set out, one of my business partners, well, and he just loves you, loves your show. I'm sure he's listening to the show. Big shout out to Don. And when Don and I connected, and we have a third partner as well, I said, look, if we can create software that can help people find a winning investment in 3 clicks or less, we've got something. And so it was always designed to assist and benefit people. That's just how I'm wired. It's how, we knew that if we could help others, the rest of it would take care of itself. And that's exactly how it's unfolded. It's how we were able to raise almost $1 million for our company a few years ago. And it was easy. Like, talk about so easy. There was nothing complicated about our capital raise. And now this next level of we'll probably go public, and or who knows, we might be bought out. We're open, but the price tag's 50 million if someone's interested. So, we started with our foundation of assisting others. We never focused on self. We never focused on, us and our needs. It was like, how can we help people? And there's a lot of people out there that need the assistance of this software, because when I went out in the marketplace to find software to help me invest, I spent tens of thousands of dollars on software that was so darn complicated, I couldn't even figure it out. And I thought, wait a second, this is my background. Like, I was in the equity markets for 11 years. If I can't figure it out, how can anyone else figure out this software? And we wanted to make it so simple. And we just polled our subscribers. We said, what do you like best about our software? And invariably, everyone said, it's easy. So to me, that's a huge home run for us. Like, that was a huge success. And especially in this market, y'all, you got to start putting the money away. And people will tell themselves, well, I don't have money to invest. Yeah, you do. You have money. Stop telling yourself you don't have it, and then see what happens.
I know you and I know Don, and I know both of you are about serving people. And the number one question that I get is around money. And y'all know I've interviewed everybody, but I trust Jaden with he's not out to get, he's out to give.
Thank you.
And so he's so wise and spiritual around money. And when you connect with somebody like that, stuff happens to you. And you said money, I love what Les Brown said. He said everybody say money ain't the most important thing in the world. He said, but it's right up there with oxygen. And if people don't have money and prosperity flowing through them and to them, I mean it's just so big. And that's why I wanted you to come on and just kind of share how can we elevate. So lastly, is there anything else you want to say? I know that a lot of my clients are working with you with your program. They like Constance. I don't know nothing about stocks, but Jane is the man. And we got some people globally. I think I got a client in Australia. And she said, Jane is the man
Wow.
and he makes everything so easy. So how can you help people really attract, increase, and invest more money? And what offers do you have today for people?
Yeah, thank you for asking. So the key is, we keep it simple. We teach people how to tune into their intuition to buy stocks. Like I said, the higher self. Nothing complicated about it. There's no complicated math. There's no, our software does all the number crunching for you. So it handles, we still look at that part, but we lead first with our intuition. And that is the one thing easy for people to do. Everyone's got an intuitive side. Everyone has a pineal gland, which is the gateway to intuition. So this is a very real, practical thing inside the body, the pineal gland in the brain. And so learn about it, right? Start doing a little research about it. I wrote a whole chapter in my book on the pineal gland and how important it is to keep it finely tuned and humming along. And then once the pineal gland is moving, the information is free flowing, then you can ask your higher self to bring you an investment that will help you double your money or triple your money or whatever you're looking to do. Because really, we have to understand that the equity market, stock market, is designed to make you rich. And when you look at it through that lens, then you get to start investing. You actually get started when you see it as that type of vehicle. You know me, mutual funds are not the way to go. Most people
I
have
know
them,
you.
unfortunately. They're over-diversified, they don't work, and they'll minimize your return on your money. You don't want that. You want at least a, in this market, you can get 30% in a week. That's how powerful this market is. So do your best to, you know, get decide, like make a decision. Okay, by March 1st or whatever, the beginning of next month, I'm going to start to invest my money. And then once you've decided and you come to us, we offer super easy, affordable software for you to take advantage of and to find the winning stocks. And every week I'm in there giving a 10 to 15 minute overview of the market and what I'm investing in and why. I explain why. And so even if you're just tuning into that, it would be a big help. So today, for all your listeners, we have an amazing offering free. There's no charge for it. It's a blueprint on how to get started investing. And then once you log into that, you're going to be given a 4-video series. First video is like how to get, keep, and grow money. We talk all about the mindset of money, very practical strategies to start bringing money into your world and growing it. And so you're going to get 4 videos. The value is $1,000. You're going to get it for free. So if your listener goes to Sterling, like Sterling Silver, stockpicker.com, sterlingstockpicker.com/constants for you,
Oh, boy, I'm
you're,
famous now. Okay, go ahead.
yes, you are. They're going to receive this amazing blueprint, complimentary for free, easy to consume. It's 4 pages long. It tells you how to get started investing. And then you'll get those videos as a follow-up. And I think your audience is going to love it.
I love, and Jane, don't you have a group where you work with people? Do you do group coaching?
I
I mean,
do.
can you imagine sitting with what's the guy's name, Buffett? Can you
Warren.
imagine Warren?
Warren
Can
Buffett.
you imagine sitting with him in a group and he's telling you about wealth? That's connecting. You know,
It
in the
is.
couple of minutes that we have left, so you have a small, intimate group of people. Explain what is that?
Yeah, thank you for that. An investor has to have minimum of 100,000 US to be a part of the group, and we meet on Tuesdays and I share what stocks to buy and which option strategy to use. And the returns have been amazing. 41% in 5 months.
Wow, I know they love you.
They do. Yes. Yeah, 41%.
So Jane, even with even with all of your expertise and knowledge, do you, I know how intuitive do you are, do you like sit in silence and then the spirit might say, "Buy Microsoft." Is that how it works for you, or you just know? I
It's
know
exactly how
you.
it works. Yep,
Okay.
exactly. I'm a runner, so I run 5 to 6 days a week. And while I run, I get guidance in terms of which stocks to buy.
Are you still singing to your stocks? I remember at one time you
When
were
I need
singing.
to. When I need to, I sure do. I
Like,
infuse the stocks with my energy. Absolutely. And because everything is energy, I just had a one of my students ask me this week, Do you infuse the stocks with your energy so that they go up? I said, yes, I do. In fact, I had one stock that I was very focused on. For some reason, it was kind of lagging. It wasn't performing. And one day I said to it, okay, you up, let's go. Come on now. You got to earn your keep. I've invested in you. Now it's time for you to give me a return. And that day, the stock doubled. And I'll never forget, I watched on Yahoo Finance the reporter say, such and such stock is moving up. We don't know why. And I'm thinking, I do.
Yeah, somebody said money has an ear and it
Two.
obeys you.
That's exactly right. It's waiting
So
for your direction.
everybody, Jane, thank you so much. Give people that info again.
My
You guys
pleasure.
go and go, give it to them
Sterling,
again.
Sterling, Sterling, stock, Stock, picker, PICKER.com/Constance, CONSTANCE.
You know it. I love you, Jane. Guys,
I love
listen
you.
to
Thank
this
you.
over and over again. Share it with your coworkers, with your friends, with your family members. Anybody who you know has been searching and is looking for the vibration, the pathway, the consciousness to elevate wealth and abundance in their lives. So go to his website, Jaden. Thank you so much. And
Thank you.
everybody. And you know, Dre, Jaden, my mantra in 2024 is more in 2024. And that's what we're giving you from this show today. Everybody, make a decision to create and manifest a great week because remember, you are the God of your own reality. Thank you, Jaden.
Thank you, Constance. My pleasure.
Thank you for listening to Think, Believe, and Manifest. Constance Arnold will be back next week with another great show just for you. For more information, please visit fulfillingyourpurpose.com.